Thank you for calling. Yes, how may I help you? Thanks for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Is this AT&T?
Depending on what account you have, ma'am, what's your zip code?
91802.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
98102.
91802.
91802.
Yeah.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Becky.
Yes, Ms. Brooks, will you verify your address for me, please?
Well, I have P.O. Box 7584.
Yes, ma'am. So I've located your transactions here, ma'am. So
right.
Let's see what is.
Is this from AT&T or something?
I don't. I have. Let me pull it up and see. We represent multiple companies, ma'am. So this is where you agreed to pay $7.95 shipping and handling for a smartwatch, okay? And yes, ma'am. And what happens is you have during the trial period, you have anywhere from 48 hours to 2 weeks to say that you don't want to be a member of the discount store. If they do not hear from you, they charge you for that.
Well, they sent me a message. It says AT&T, thank you for the loyal customer. So they give a Apple Watch. This is not Apple Watch, yeah?
No, we represent their accounts, ma'am, as far as the charges goes. I don't see that charge which you're speaking of. I only see $7.95 that you agreed to pay for the shipping and handling of a smart oven. Of the smart watch.
Right. That's what I agree to. Yeah.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Okay. So.
But you will be charged for a membership if you don't cancel the membership.
What membership? They didn't ask me for a membership.
Well, it's in the terms and conditions, ma'am. When you read the terms and conditions before you sign and say that's it. It's in the terms and conditions. It tells you what.
Okay,
to do.
Well then, just go ahead and cancel it. I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
You can cancel the transaction too.
Well, I'm just canceling the reoccurring charges, ma'am. Is what I'm doing. I don't see anything else. The reoccurring billing has been canceled, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
So how long is it going to go back to my
account? It's 3 to 5 days. That depends on what goes back to your account.
The charges.
No, I didn't do any charges. Those charges was valid. I stopped you from having reoccurring billing. Only thing I see is $7.95. That's for shipping. I don't see other charges.
For,
I don't see any other charges.
Yeah, that's right. The $7.95 for shipping, but I'm not gonna have that. I'm just gonna cancel the order. So how?
Well, the order is probably on its way still. It's on its way. That's done already, ma'am. I can cancel. When you say cancel, I can cancel. So you won't recreate the every month billing. It's gonna stop that. The $7.95 is on its way, or that transaction is a valid transaction. So, yes, ma'am. But going forward, I have canceled your membership, so you don't won't receive any other charges each month because it is a charge each month.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, thank you so much. They didn't say that they charge every month.
It's in the terms and conditions. It tells you that you need to let them know whether you want the account or not want it. And if you want it, it comes with some other... depending on what it is, it's a gadget store, really, is what it is. It's an online discount gadget store, and they have really a lot of nice, cool things at a discounted rate that you can shop with.
See.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but I really don't need those things. I'm just
okay.
Was a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
well,
you for
I
calling customer support.
Appreciate
have
that.
Yes. Have a wonderful
thank
evening.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.